One, two.
Snug. One out.
Two.
If you knock one out, you knocked out a what?
You snag.
Two. You knocked out a two.
Knocked out a two.
Yeah, that's right. What do you call this part up here? This fleshy part?
Gums.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call this part of your hand right here, John?
The palm of your hand.
The what?
The palm of your hand.
What if I do my fist like that? I mean, what if I do my hand like that? What have I got?
Your fist. You got a fist.
Right. That usually means trouble to somebody,
right.
Doesn't it?
That means something.
Okay. You know, some people, when they get old, they say they get stiff in their what?
Oh.
Or they get stiff, it might be here, it might be
that's
here.
That's right.
You
right.
Just get stiff in your what?
In my limbs.
Yeah,
see, my fingers getting to where I can't shut them up like you. Shut up your hand.
Don't you need your stiff in your elbow, honey? Yeah. And your knee?
Would you ever say you're just stiff in your joints?
That's right. And I would say stiff all over.
Is that arthritis?
That's right. See, you can't stoop like you should. You can't walk.
What about, what would you call the upper part of a man's body? You say he has
chest.
A big, yeah. And what about these?
Shoulders.
Right. What about this right here? That's my, I might raise my
arm.
Or this part right here. That's my
hand.
Yeah, and you'd say I have two.
Two hands.
Yeah. Okay. What about this right here? That's my left.
That's your left foot.
Okay, and this whole thing's my left.
That's right.
My left what?
Leg.
Okay. Okay, and I have two.
That's right.
Two what?
2 feet.
All right. Okay. All right, you might say that you had to get up at night, General, and you're stumbling around in the dark, and you say you might run into something right here, and you bruised your what?
Leg.
Bruise your leg. Or is there anything you call this specific part of your leg? If you run into it, hit it right there?
Chin part of your leg.
Mm-hmm. What about, what do you call, if you were squatting down, this back part of your thigh here, you'd say you're squatting down on your what?
That's your muscles, your legs, ain't it?
Okay, would you just say that if I'm squatting like this, I'm kind of squatting on my what? Anything you'd call that?
Your heels?
No.
Have you ever heard that called haunches?
Mm-hmm.
He's squatting down on his haunches.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say that?
That's right. I reckon that's what it is, huh?
Okay. What about if you know somebody and he's been sick for a while, but now he's up and about, but he still looks a little bit, what?
Puny.
Looks a little bit puny. Okay. Was there anything, would you say anything else other than puny? He might look a little bit.
A little sick.
A little sick. Maybe he looks a little scrawny or something.
That's
like
right.
That. Okay. What would you call a person who can lift real heavy weights? You'd say he's big and
he's a man.
Or he's real
strong.
Yeah, big and strong. Yeah. If a person, you know, always goes around smiling and he never loses his temper. You'd say, well,
he's a mighty good fellow.
Mighty good fellow. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say he's mighty good natured?
That's right.
Okay. If you know, a boy when he's growing up, he seems to go through a very kind of a period when he's always just stumbling all over his own feet. You'd say, well, he's mighty what?
Careless.
Just mighty careless?
That's right.
Okay.
Mighty clumsy, I would say.
Mighty clumsy or mighty awkward, something like that?
Awkward.